Oakland has not been kind to Yu Darvish over the years, and the A's would look to continue their success against the Rangers right-hander.
Alonso drills one to center. Gomez back. He is to the track. He's right to the wall, leaping, and he makes the catch at the top of the barrier.
Notice Sanders line drive center field base hit. Here comes Profar, and the Rangers take a 1-0 lead.
It's a high drive to left. Going back on it, Profar. He's to the track. He's right to the wall, leaping, and it is gone, and this ball game is tied up.
As he sprints around the bases, almost catching Plouffe as they are around third base.
Center field. Chris Davis with a sacrifice fly to give the A's the lead at 3-2. He throws it again. This one, a little flare. Anders hustling out. Odor out. Nobody can get it. Alonso trots in, and it's 4-2, the A's lead.
All of this game's scoring takes place in the sixth inning. 4-2 A's is your final. Andrew Triggs allows 2 unearned runs over 6. He has an ERA of 0 through 17 2/3 innings this year. Meanwhile, Yu Darvish falls to 3-11 lifetime against the A's. Bob Melvin's A's get back into the win column thanks to another strong outing from Andrew Triggs and more success for his offense against Yu Darvish.
Yeah, pretty amazing. I mean, you know, based on what we saw last year, we were hoping for, you know, some success, get him ready during spring, you know, use him as a starter and kind of prepare him for that role. But to do what he's done to this point, I'm not going to say it's a surprise, but definitely welcome. He's pitched well.
Sorry. What does it mean to get that kind of lift from Rosales? I mean, he's a guy that you're going to be leaning on a little more than you would have.
You know, he hit 13 homers last year in a ballpark. It's tough to hit home runs in. And you know, up to that point, we weren't even getting good swings, let alone driving balls. And, you know, now all of a sudden it's 2-2, and momentum's instantly in our dugout because he was sailing along pretty easily. So it definitely gave us an injection of some momentum and, you know, at that point in time, certainly hope because Darvish was pitching really well.
15 walks the last 2 games, 0 tonight. How big of a lift was that just for the whole staff?
Yeah, it's something that obviously we try to stress. And, you know, when you don't allow guys on, you know, without working too hard at it, that, you know, it makes them have to hit their way on base and you have to string together multiple hits. So that was big for us as a whole tonight.
How surprising is it to see a guy as good as Yonder making error?
Oh, you know what? One, it's not the easiest play in the world. You know, he has to come off the bag. He's got to field it on a short hop and then potentially have to, you know, shovel it to the pitcher. So it's not the easiest play in the world. But, yeah, we don't expect Yonder to defensively. He's about as good as anybody is. So it is a surprise when he makes one. But I don't think that was that easy a play either.
Healy had another pitch hit tonight. How do you think his approach was at the plate?
Healy?
Yeah.
He got a hit. It's a results-oriented business. I mean, he didn't hit it as hard as he did the other night. But it's good for his confidence, too, because when you're getting jammed a little bit like that, it means you're tracking the ball, forcing yourself to track the ball a little bit more so. And when you're slumping, you want to get the bat head out early and typically try to pull. So it means he's seeing the ball a little bit better. He'll be back in the lineup tomorrow.
Casilla and Madsen both warmed up for the ninth, ended up being Casilla. Was it matchup-based, score-based? What was the sort of decision tree?
Could you talk of the importance of the game today, especially after last night being shut out and the day before, you know, winning 5-0 with a no-hitter, you come back to win today?
Yeah, it's just as much being shut out last night and then going through the first 5 innings or whatever it was with nothing again tonight. And it's tough to try to create some momentum in the dugout and some excitement when you're just, you know, inning after inning putting up zeros. So it was big. And certainly Rosie's hit was the biggest hit of the night, even though we added on a couple of runs after that. But, yeah, when you continue to – you know, put up zeros on the offensive end, man, it gets a little tough.
The A's will go for the series win on Wednesday afternoon. Jesse Hahn will start the series finale for the A's.